Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Mac with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a rising number of rural Queenslanders are purchasing electric vehicles, using them in the outback. The vehicles are proving to be an economic and environmental success for outback locals and tourists alike, costing an approximate $40 to travel 900 kilometres. There are still barriers for electric vehicle owners, though, as charging stations are limited, far apart, and often vandalised. A content warning for references to sexual assault in this next headline. The principal of Marist College Ashgrove, Michael Newman, has returned to work this week after an extended period of personal leave for unexplained reasons. Marist School's Association Director, Frank Malloy, clarified that the disappearance was due to a civil claim leveled against Newman for sexual abuse by a former St. Joey's Sydney student. New South Wales Police did not receive a report, and this is not a criminal case. The incident allegedly occurred in 1994, when Newman was a Marist brother at the school. In national news, Woolworths boss Brad Banducci repeatedly failed to answer questions about the supermarket's massive profit in a Senate inquiry. Banducci failed to answer simple questions more than a dozen times, to the point where the committee told him they could hold him in contempt. He was warned that he could be charged $5,000 or receive 6 months jail time for contempt of Senate.
A woman has died at a Sound Healing Wellness Retreat in Clunes, north of Ballarat, over the weekend after consuming an unknown drink. The 53-year-old woman fell ill after consuming the drink after midnight on Saturday. Emergency services were called and locals at the scene performed CPR until they arrived. The woman died at the centre and two more were taken to a Ballarat hospital for observation before being released. The circumstances and nature of the drink are currently unknown. In international news, the oldest known wombat in the world is approaching his 35th birthday, living 20 years longer than the expected lifespan of the marsupial. Wayne the Wombat, otherwise known as Mr. Wine at Satsukiyama Zoo, started life as an orphan in Launceston, Tasmania in 1989 and was sent to Akita, Japan as part of the town's close relationship. The hairy-nosed elder is a popular resident at the zoo and his status as oldest wombat was acknowledged by Guinness World Records earlier this year. And for your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as seeing a triple Z bumper sticker while stuck in traffic. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. And that is all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.